Mysterious energy weapon attacks are plaguing the United States. Millions of people have been affected. Here's what you need to know. Government records reveal that cell towers have been weaponized as part of a social credit score system. If you've been flagged on Facebook, ScrewTube, Instagram, Twitter, if you visit InfoWars, you're being targeted by these cell towers, according to government documents. They've also weaponized consumer products, cell phones, routers, smart meters, and so much more. Everyone is in danger right now. If you've experienced headaches, heart palpitations, sore throats, fatigue, and so much more, you're most likely being targeted by the government. They make it look like natural causes. They make it look like cancer, heart attack, and stroke. And with this COVID outbreak, nobody knows the difference. Nobody cares. And nobody can hear you scream. Nobody will believe you, even though this is on the mainstream news, even though this is confirmed by government documents. DARPA, Echelon, Eden Project, so much more confirm that the governments of the world have weaponized cell phone networks and consumer products to target the undesirables. And so they are going to eliminate all the patriots and conservatives, make it look like natural causes, and just continue to steal the elections. People have little choice but to defend themselves from this attack. This is a campaign of terrorism against civilians, essentially unarmed civilians that can't protect themselves from this form of attack. But it gets worse. It gets so much worse. We can also confirm right now that there are weapons deep underground that are targeting people on the surface with ELF weapons, a type of underground torpedo that can position itself under your home, and its accuracy is pinpoint resolution. These things can give you a heart attack as well. For those that would shield and try and protect themselves, the government even comes from underground to attack you. They're also using planes, drones, and even satellites. People are being attacked by all angles if they make it on this government red list, this kill list. You've heard of the no-fly list. They've been putting people on the no-fly list, depriving people of their rights, depriving people of their free speech and the like. But now we know that they're actually killing citizens, making it look like natural causes, and everyone is at risk. We cannot stress the dangers enough. This is confirmed by government documents. Project Echelon, Project Eden, and many other DARPA projects are using secret weapons, top secret weapons, to target people that they don't like. You saw what they did to Trump. You saw what they did to basically everyone associated with Trump. That's just the beginning. You saw what they did to all the doctors talking about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. That's just the tip of the iceberg. They're killing tons of people, making it look like natural causes so that no one asks the right questions. They're using plausible deniability to get away with mass murder. And of course, it's just part of what's going on, part of this Agenda 21. We all experienced the plandemic. We all experienced the vaccine genocide. Some of us escaped the vaccines, but no one can really escape the 5G. It's everywhere. And you can't take them down. You can't protest these 5G towers. Everything has been scrubbed off the internet. Cities are not allowed to stop the deployment of these weapons. And that's what they are. They look nefarious, but it's a control grid. And so if people basically get on the radar, get on the list, they're automatically being followed and targeted by this grid of death. And it's even worse now with the Starlink and the other constellations of satellites following you everywhere. But virtually everything with an antenna has been weaponized, even the new cars, street lamps, so much more. But these weapons from underground are absolutely devastating. And they can essentially penetrate just about all types of shielding. These are military-grade weapons being used on citizens, on civilians, on people that disagree with the government. And, of course, the message is getting out there. A lot of people are complaining, and this is going to force others to be concerned, to self-censor. But with a weapon system like this in everyone's neighborhood, you're never going to be safe. They're never going to forget about you. Eventually, your number will come up. And that's why people really have to stand up while we still have numbers. Time is running out. Shielding can help you survive, but against military-grade weapons, scalar weapons, it's basically impossible to survive forever. And so time is running out for everyone when it comes to this subject, because as time goes on, these weapons get more advanced, they're more numerous, they're everywhere, and the system is basically automated. It's just going through a list. And you think of the 70 million or 80 million, you know, conservative voters out there, if not more, they're all on that list. They're all going to be taken out one by one. It's just a matter of time. If they kill them all right now, people would, you know, hopefully ask questions, but we're all at risk. What's happening underground right now is a big mystery to many people, but everybody should be concerned based on what we know. There are underground bases, underground cities, and there's no telling what's living underground. The facilities are enormous, the budgets are top secret, and if you think the FBI is weaponized, then really think about the DARPA, think about everything else that's out there. Because this system will use everything against you. They're not going to be holding back because it might not be fair or because it might not be right. They will do everything to stay in power. And given everything that's been exposed over the past few years, all of the Gladio B events, the false flags, the plandemic, the spirit cooking, Pizzagate, the pedophilia and the like, the grooming in the schools, it's just a matter of time before they try to eliminate all the people talking about that. These people don't want to lose their fortunes. They don't want to lose their freedom. And staying silent means that things are going to get worse. We've already seen what's happened in 2 years of Biden and the like. It's clear where these people are taking us. We have little choice but to resist. And at this stage, people have to prepare for energy weapon warfare. Prepare your homes, get some armor, make a flak jacket, a helmet. Protect yourselves from heart attacks and strokes induced by energy weapons. It'll change your life. Chances are most of you have already been experiencing this program. Like and share. Get this information out there to everyone. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.